what do my patients want? And after I'd seen 2,000 of them, I started to hear the same things. And it was, I want to feel lighter and energized. Mm. And then I just don't feel like myself. I'm not as happy as I used to be. And these are women that are successful. They have so much going for them. And they'd say it to me in a whisper, like, I've achieved every goal I've set for myself. Like, what is wrong with me?
Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited to have Dr. Jordan Wiggins back on the podcast. She is a naturopathic doctor. She is also a pleasure and intimacy coach. We partnered with Dr. Jordan Wiggins for Glossy. And let me tell you, I have loved working with this woman. She's incredible. She's the author of The Pink Canary, and she helps ambitious superwomen break free from the cycle of burnout for more energy, joy, and connection. Can I get an amen? Because we all need this. And I'm so excited to have her back on. If you haven't heard our episode on how to glow from the inside out, it's linked in the show notes. We break down all of the ingredients in our daily beauty supplement, Glossy, and why we chose them and how you're going to feel light and glowing in your own skin. I'm telling you, if you have not listened, go and check that out, because you're immediately going to want to consume this product so that you can glow as well. It has changed my entire life. And in this episode, we talk about how to go back after big goals as an ambitious person without getting burnt out. Is this possible? We're going to find out. Jordan has such great, easy things that we can implement and practice to reduce anxiety, have more fun and joy and pleasure in our life. And she's going to talk about how those things really impact our ability to go after big dreams. And let me tell you what I learned about the pleasure center in your brain and how you can actually start to turn it off. Scary stuff. But also, we give you the answers on how to make sure that you don't do that in this podcast. So let's get started. Dr. Jordan Wiggins, thank you so much for coming on the Earn Your Happy podcast again. This is your round two.
Anytime.
This is so much fun. And you guys, for all of you listening, you were on another podcast where we were talking all about the creation of Glossy and the ingredients and just also all of the different benefits of the ingredients. That was such a fun, educational podcast. I actually had a blast learning even more about all of the benefits and also just getting to hear your genius.
I like nerding out a little bit and like dusting the cobwebs off the stuff that I learned in med school.
Yes. I love the fact that you love nerding out because I love hearing it. I don't really want to study it. So I'm so grateful for that. So let's introduce you to everyone, because you are a naturopathic doctor, but you also have so many other things that you are passionate about in your life. But first, to anybody listening, can you share how that became your path? What got you into that?
I had women's health issues of my own, mental health, hormone, which was not diagnosed as a hormone problem at the time. I had acne, I had cyclical mood swings. And as a part of fixing that, I was offered birth control. Which, if you listen to part one, you know that didn't go so well. I was put on several different brands and basically had my period nonstop for a year. Anyways, throughout that whole journey, I was seeing several specialists without answers on my health journey, which led me to naturopathic medicine. And I was learning about cellular health and how what we eat is going to impact how our cells divide. And if we're connecting with other humans, then that's going to also, like, there's so much, and we're going to get into it today. I needed an answer. I needed a different system of healthcare for me because I felt alone. I felt broken, and I didn't feel as good as I knew that I could feel. So I went on the journey for me. And then along the way, I started to realize, oh my goodness, this is massive. I am actually not alone, even though I was sort of hiding in shame and going to like the library at the time, like back in the day. I'm aging myself. Actually going to look up research articles in the beginning in my pre-med degree. So like researching by myself, like, what's wrong with me? Why am I so broken? But then it turns out I'm not alone, that like one in four women is on an antidepressant. And again, absolutely no shame in it, but women are two times more likely to be prescribed an antidepressant than men. So, you know, what is that? Are we two times more depressed, or is there more to it? Is healthcare missing something? So that's when I started to really realize, like, wow, I'm not alone. This is affecting millions of women globally, and I need to do something about it so that no other woman feels like I felt, lost, without answers.
I love that we're having this conversation now as well in the new year, 2024. This is all about, everybody wants to get to their goals. They want to get to their health goals, but they're so layered. And a lot of people are sitting here thinking, maybe I'm not the person who can do it. Maybe this is my personality. Maybe I'm not a happy person. I don't feel good. All these things that I've questioned myself.
That we just accept status quo. And it is so sad. It's like, no, we can
do
some
personality.
We can do some good, simple basics, good habits, and like if you're desiring it, you can feel well every day. And that, I just felt like healthcare is failing women, and we need a different approach so that we're not just accepting feeling poorly. And it's, you know, your periods shouldn't be painful. There's other options too. I love it when my endometriosis clients are there, they say, you know, oh, my period snuck up on me this month. Like, I didn't even know it was happening, because their hormones are balanced. They have energy. They feel great. So, but when you're constantly told by doctor after doctor, take your pain medication, or like they don't have answers. People just accept, oh, I'm going to feel this way forever.
It's more trying to mask it than ever getting to the root cause of it. So it's like, this is just who you are, and you don't have to accept that. I'm not grateful that you went through it, but man, the coolest thing about when women go through something is that when they fix it for themselves, they also want to help other people fix it. So we're so grateful that you did that. So we're going to talk about all of those things. And at the same time, we know the things that we should be doing when we think about setting our health goals, or we should be sleeping, we should be eating all these things, because it's the new year and we're all like, how do we get back to feeling really good? And we want it to stick, but sometimes we like go way too extreme. Has been me in the past.
Yes.
Like, okay, it's the
also
new year, I'm
guilty.
Gonna do all of the things. And then by week two, I'm like totally not doing any of them.
Yes.
So we know all of the basics that we should be doing, but what are some of the things that really impacted your journey the most that were surprising for you?
I cannot say this enough, because I'm guilty of it. Everyone that I work with is high achieving, also guilty. They want to do everything, but what is going to change and impact our health in a lasting way is healthy habits, and if we stack them. So for example, we talked about coffee. I love coffee.
Same. We just had a coffee break.
Yes. So if you're a busy, successful entrepreneur, you're on the go all the time, maybe you're not sleeping so great. If you're not sleeping so great, you're tired, and then you're reaching for more coffee, you're reaching for more sugar to kind of keep you at that level to get going through the day. So we see these like compounding problems, and great way to intervene is hydrate first thing in the morning. Have your coffee 1 to 2 hours after you wake up. And that's going to have a benefit to your circadian rhythm, to your adrenals and your stress response. And something like that. So we're picking hydrating first thing in the morning. Hydrate with Glossy first thing in the morning.
Let's use that. That was the easiest
point. But we're moving our coffee to a little bit later when it's going to have less of an impact. So, but just by making one healthy choice, one healthy habit, then we're going to be hydrated. We're going to be pooping more, which we'll talk about digestion in a minute. But one seemingly small habit that is something that you can stick to, we're pushing our coffee off, we're going to have better sleep, we're going to have better digestion, we're going to have more energy throughout the day. So it can have a multifactorial impact just by doing something so simple.
So let's say I'm asking for a friend. We can't wait the 2 hours. What if we wake up and we just decide to hydrate? Like, really, what is that? We want like 16 ounces, 24 ounces. What does that look like? Because a lot of times I know that even just waking up and pre-glossy, I would drink a bunch of lemon water and then drink my coffee. Are we still at least getting some benefits?
Yes, that would be definitely recommended. And I would try pusher coffee by 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And that shows the amount of adrenal dysregulation that you have if it is like you can't go without it for your friend.
I'll tell my friend should really watch it. Okay, let's get into, so hydration as a basis. This conversation in general, every single year, if I feel off track, and not even every single year, like all of the time in my life, when I feel off track, I go back to the basic habit of hydration because I know that it's one of the biggest things that affects my mood and my energy. Can you talk a little bit about that? What other effects hydration has on you?
I guess we'll get into digestion. Hydration helps your metabolism, which people don't often know. It's called,
okay, that's motivation.
Yeah, thermoneogenesis. Mm-hmm. I go for the catchy ones,
people health benefits. Did you say metabolism?
Yeah, helps my metabolism. So we need water for like every single cellular process, and they will happen faster if you are hydrated. And the thing about hydration that I didn't realize, and I don't think many people realize, is that by the time we're actually thirsty, we're already dehydrated. So by the time our brain's getting that signal to drink, and let's face it, most of us are probably too busy to pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, like the fact that we have to hit home hydration just speaks to, you know, the lifestyle that a lot of us lead.
So earlier you were speaking about poop.
it's what I talk about, a pleasure in poop.
Exactly. Well, when you poop, that is going to bring a lot of pleasure in your life because you're not going to walk around feeling bloated all day. And this is a really big topic because so many women say, I feel bloated. I want to feel lighter. Well, it's probably because you're not digesting well and you're walking around with all of that extra stuff in you that you really don't need to. So let's talk about digestion.
Yeah, we're going to go back to the car analogy. If you caught it on part one, amazing. If not, go back and listen to the other episode. Digestion is something that is so overlooked as a foundational piece to our health. So we would not expect our cars to run if we were putting sludge in the gas tank. So what we're putting in matters. Mm-hmm. The quality of the gas matters. And also, once we're eating our food, how is it being broken down? If we are stressed out, which most of us are, in overwhelm or sympathetic nervous system dysfunction, we do not break our food down properly. So even if quality nutrients are going in, they might not be broken down and getting to where they need to go for proper hormone production, for our mood, for our skin to look great.
So just being stressed.
Yes.
Can completely block that.
When we're stressed and we're not breaking things down properly, our gastric motility is slower. So we're more bloated. Things hang around longer in our digestive system. So they ferment. And when things ferment, they create gas. So just all these things that we don't love about digestion. And I'll hear it all the time. Like, my stomach's flatter in the morning and then my pants are tight by the end of the day. So we have some digestive issues going on, but I like to think about it pretty systematically, like what's going in. Obviously, we all know eat better, eat anti-inflammatory. Like, we know these things. We know what we should be doing.
Right.
But that's like a piece to the puzzle. And I think it's almost demotivating when you're eating healthy and you're not seeing results, or you're eating healthy and you're still bloated. So then it becomes the quality of what's going in, and then is it being broken down properly? And then is it being absorbed? So digestion in and of itself is a huge topic, but it is the foundation for being healthy, in my opinion, because we need those building blocks to make hormones, to do every cellular process.
Hey y'all, if you didn't know, Earn Your Happy is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. This is so exciting to me because I have been looking for a really good home for the show for, I can't even tell you, years, literally. And now I've finally been able to come together and collaborate with other people who have incredible shows, and I want to share them with you. One of the shows is Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. And you guys, if you don't know about the beginning of my career, I literally started with Brennan Bouchard's work. It's how I launched one of my very first online courses and membership sites, was because he gives so much advice that you can integrate and implement immediately. And that's what you're going to get on the show. Not just motivation, but you're going to learn exactly how to get your stuff out in the world. And not just that, but Brennan runs in the most incredible group of humans who are really doing the thing out in the world that you want to be doing. So go check it out. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I promise you, this is going to be one of those shows that no matter when you tune in, you're going to get value. Like, it's not one of those that you're like, God, I listened for 30 minutes and I didn't get what I wanted. Like, from the beginning, you're going to get something that changes your life or changes your business. So go check it out. Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I know you're going to love it. I'm obsessed. So we're going to talk about the not being stressed part, what you can do. We're not just going to leave you there, because I know that you have a whole other portion of what you love to work with women, and really pleasure in making sure that they bring that into their lives, which is the opposite of stress. But on the digestion note, because also, you know, you've come in to work with us in the Glossy team as well, and really talk about digestion and the benefits of the probiotics in there and all of the ingredients. Can we talk a little bit just on what a good probiotic does for you?
Yeah. So we have 100 trillion types of bacteria in our gut, and they just keep finding more. So this is an expanding area of research, but that is where everything is happening, because what's in our digestive system is still technically in our external environment. Our digestive system's like a pipe from our mouth to our bums. And when our microbiome is healthy and functioning properly, so stress can cause dysbiosis, certain medications like antibiotics can disrupt this. There's just so many things throughout life that can affect it. Then that absorption isn't happening properly, and we'd be excreting nutrients that should be absorbed, or things that should be excreted are getting absorbed, and it makes us inflamed. It makes us feel sluggish. It makes us feel bloated. It can affect our skin through the gut skin axis. There's just, like, we could talk for hours just on digestion and its impacts.
So there's so much conflicting health information out there, because everybody wants to, like, have these few goals to focus on. And that's why I want you guys to really take something from this podcast, but take just 1 to 3 things. So we have hydration. We have digestion.
And for healthy digestion, I would like everyone to focus on, you need to be pooping once a day. You should not be bloated. And things that you can do to help that: staying hydrated, which was tip number one, taking a probiotic. And when we're looking at diet, even small changes can make a massive difference. So eating whole foods, looking at what are you doing on repeat that's really sugary. We should try and cut those out, read the labels, and trying to get your fruit and veggies in lean proteins, because then we are going to eliminate and not feel bloated, not have all those negative things that I just talked about happen. So simple tweaks, but if we're committing to them over time, will have massive impact.
Okay. So Third one, let's talk about mitigating stress. And I think instead of focusing on how to get rid of stress, if we focus on what you love to teach about, which is more pleasure, that is a great way to also make sure that we are digesting and staying out of stress, because we know that stress actually causes so many problems, so many more than you even chatted about. But why are you so passionate about this topic for women?
I noticed, like we were talking about, mm-hmm. like what do my patients want? And after I'd seen 2,000 of them, I started to hear the same things. And it was like, I want to feel lighter and energized. Mm. And then there was this sense of, I just don't feel like myself. I'm not as happy as I used to be. And that's what kept getting repeated over and over. And these are women that are successful. They have so much going for them. And they'd say it to me in a whisper, like, I've got so much. And like,
they feel ashamed.
Yes. There's so much shame with saying like,
why do I not feel this way anymore?
Right. Like, mm-hmm. I've achieved every goal I've set for myself. Like, what is wrong with me? Mm-hmm. Would kind of be what they were saying. So what I noticed the problem was, it was anhedonia. So the inability to feel pleasure, or when things that used to make you happy don't really make you happy anymore. And this was something that probably 95% of my patients were coming to me and saying. And obviously they didn't have that language. They didn't know, which is why I wrote my book, because we all just think we're broken.
Right.
We're the problem. Like, I've got everything that around me that I should be happy. Why am I not happy?
This is a huge topic.
Or maybe it's my hormones. Mm-hmm. And I started doing everything in my arsenal to fix it. Like, we were doing the functional medicine testing, prescribing hormones if they needed them, fixing the diet, taking the supplements. Like, their blood work was looking amazing. And they were losing weight and digesting properly and sleeping, and they had more energy. And they were saying, I still don't feel joy. I still don't feel pleasure. I'm not happy. And that was also reflected in me. So it's sort of like I go on this journey first. My goal in life was to run a women's health clinic and help women. And I was doing that, and I was crushing it, and I wasn't happy. So I found out through research and myself that when we are stressed in sympathetic overwhelm, we're achieving, the pleasure centers in our brain are actually turned off. Mm. And they've done MRIs on people's brains, and they notice that the activity isn't there. But when we're relaxed, then we are more able to feel pleasure and joy. And it's even as simple as, you know, touch isn't pleasurable. So people say, like, I want my kids off me. I want my partner, like, he'll come to touch me. And it's just like, because we're in a stress response, which is great for business. It's great for achieving. But as far as actually being able to enjoy and receive and like truly be present and connected and happy, the two, it's like if one's on, the other's off. So, and I started to like, okay, so an antidepressant isn't fixing this problem. Mm-hmm. The natural, like, Chinese medicine herbs, botanicals, things weren't fixing it. So I came to this point about 5-6 years into my career, like, holy shit, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do for me, and I don't know what to do for the 2,000 women that I treat. Which now, fast forward another 4 years, I've learned that, like, pleasure is the answer, and prioritizing pleasure is the answer. And I'll break that down into some more tangible things that we can do. But the problem is that it's the last thing that we want to do, because those pleasure centers in our brain are off. We're focused on crossing off the next item on our to-do list, the next goal that we want to achieve. So making pleasure a part of your daily routine. So let's talk about some tangible pleasure tips. And people are going to hate that I say this, but slow down and soften. And they sound, again, simple. But simple means that you have no excuse not to implement them. And you'll notice how hard it actually is to do.
Totally.
It has to be intentional. We have to make this habit until the pleasure centers in our brain are turned on. And then we're going to feel amazing. It's like when you're out of the habit of working out and then you get back into it, it's like finding the time. It feels like a slog. But then once you're actually doing it and it's part of your routine, it feels amazing and it sucks to not. So pleasure is sort of the same way. You can think of it like that. So slow down. Do something intentional that is going to turn your senses on, drop you in your body. I'll give you some examples. So we're showering. And how many times are we showering and we're thinking about the emails that we have to send and what we're doing that day? We're not ever present in that moment. So smell your shampoo. Feel how your fingers feel in your hair when you're washing it. Get present in your body. That's turning your pleasure centers back on. That's taking us from the stress and overwhelm into the like rest, regulated nervous system state. And ideally, you're going to be doing that. I call them pleasure anchors, like at points throughout your day. So we're constantly telling our nervous systems, like, it's okay. Oh, we're safe.
I love having anchors and triggers like that. Like, you're just even making me really think you can take that in so many things, like actually taste your coffee, like actually feel the cup, actually
feel the warmth of your cup.
Yes.
Tea, coffee is something that I do all the time. And when you make a tea, like watch the color. One of my favorite teas is pink, like it's hibiscus. So I'm like feeling the warmth. I'm looking at the steam. I'm seeing the water change color. And how many times do we eat and we don't even taste what we're eating? So it sounds simple, but anything that we can do to anything we can see, that we can smell, that we can touch
in the moment,
is really going to anchor us. And if there are things like my hibiscus tea that's pink, it makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It brings me pleasure. So little things. And I could have a day that's going completely sideways. I'm not getting done what I need to get done. There's people not doing what they should be doing. Mm-hmm. Like whatever. Things could be going wrong, but I have my tea. I have my shower, or I'm taking time to put lotion on after I shower, and feeling, being intentional about it. So anything that we can do slower is going to help turn on the pleasure centers in our brain. And it's not that hard to do because we're doing these things anyway. We just want to add pleasure to them. And the other thing, soften. So when we are stressed, and even like right now, this is good stress. I love doing this. I love talking about this stuff, but still I'm a little
tense in a state
right
like
now.
You're on.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the opposite of pleasure. So softening our, now I realize like how tense I actually
I know,
am.
I was just clenching my jaw.
So softening, you know, where do you feel tension in your body right now? Like my shoulders are up around my ears. So if I soften them, I can feel them melt and it feels good.
Mm.
When we hug, when we kiss, when like we're tense, we're in a tense state, and that decreases sensation. So hug somebody for 10, 20 seconds and actually soften. And then our feel-good neurochemicals are going to go crazy and it's just going to feel awesome. Like same thing with kissing. Like we just do it unintentionally. We're just like pecking and moving on. Like we're not actually present.
And the old peck and move.
Yeah. And when you soften your lips, it increases sensation. Same like for touch to be pleasurable. So, and we get so disconnected. And even when we are connecting, we're connecting in a state where our pleasure centers are off. And then we wonder like,
Why am I not happy? When did that happen in life that you become so unintentional and not in your body whatsoever?
I know.
Like it all becomes mechanical, well, even the things that you used to love.
And I'm guilty of it because yoga used to be amazing. And when I started doing it, but then it becomes routine. And then you get there in a rush and you're slamming your mat down and you're doing it. And as you're doing it, you're, you know, trying to be present as part of the practice, but you're thinking, oh, right, I need to do this when I get home. Like we're not slowing down. We're not softening. We're not allowing it to feel good. I think we're really disassociated from pleasure and feeling good, even as a society. It's like two conversations I had yesterday, clients had massive awards, but like two different women on the same call, massive, massive awards in their career. And they're like, it didn't even really feel good.
I've definitely been guilty of that. Okay, I love, first of all, we're going to go even deeper on another podcast. And also if people want to learn more about this, you wrote an entire book, Pleasure Principles. But what I love about today is sometimes I feel like the New Year's topic can be so overwhelming. And I think it's really getting back to like a few things, one to three of these. I don't care if you pick one of them. And if really seeking more pleasure in your life, whether that's with just being intentional or trying to learn to be present, I don't know, play pickleball, go do something that you actually enjoy, because that's what I've learned has made me a magnet in my life for everything good is just, it feels counterintuitive, but the more joy I bring into my life, the more things come to me, like easily without working as much for them. So that's huge. And we talked about just hydration, digestion, and pleasure. That feels like something I could do more of this year. So I'm so grateful for you. Where can we get your book? Where can we follow you, all your podcasting, everything?
My podcast, The Pleasure Principles Podcast, on all platforms. I am most active on Instagram at Dr. Jordan Wiggins, and my book is The Pink Canary.
I love it. And it's a good Instagram, y'all. It's a spicy Instagram that also just reminds you of all the things that you need in your life. So
that could be your pleasure hit for the day.
Yeah, your pleasure hit today. Go to her spicy Instagram. Okay, we're so grateful for you. And you guys, until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back, and I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.
Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show, and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're gonna love it.